Welcome, everybody. Good afternoon. Good morning to some. I mentioned this before. I'll go ahead and say it again for those who just joined in. If you're new to Simple Visit webinars, we do encourage some interaction. And so if you have a question or a comment, you are most certainly welcome to go ahead and unmute yourself if you're comfortable to do that, to interrupt and ask. You can also use the chat tool, and we'll be monitoring that so that we can have some healthy dialogue here. I'm sure if there's some insights that you have that we can benefit from, you're welcome to share that. Also, if there's any questions that you have, I'm sure it would be a benefit to the dialogue today. All right, so we'll go ahead and get started officially. And I'll say again, welcome everyone to the next Simple Visit webinar. Our topic today is how to integrate FaceTime into your telemedicine program. I appreciate you taking the time out of your afternoon, your morning to learn about this. And certainly we want to be an asset, a help to you. I'm Rob Warlick. I'm the managing director here at Simple Visit. And Simple Visit's been around for a few years, almost 5 years now, helping medical groups of all shapes and sizes offer user-friendly telemedicine. And we'll share a little bit today about how we do that. And certainly we'll have an opportunity to dive into that. But our topic today is around FaceTime, Apple FaceTime, and how you can integrate that into your telemedicine program. One more time, I'll go ahead and say this again, because it's very important to us, is that this is welcome to be a dialogue. So use the chat tool or unmute yourself if you're comfortable to do that. If we don't have any, that's fine. It'll be about a 20-minute presentation that'll be a benefit to your practice. And then certainly you're welcome to reach out to me directly if you have any questions. So let me tell you a bit about what we do and then dive into the material here. Simple Visit is centered around a technology. We have a service that helps medical groups offer user-friendly telemedicine, but it's centered around a technology that opens up the possibility for any telemedicine program to integrate with Apple FaceTime and other common video applications. This is huge, especially with our topic here with FaceTime. We understand that FaceTime has over 620 million subscribers or possibilities for access around the world. It's widely available. And because FaceTime is widely available and familiar and accessible to your patients, why not leverage it? It could be one of the best ways to offer easy and accessible video visits, which is always our aim. Simple Visit is driven by this fact, this statement that everyone deserves easy and accessible video visits. When we developed and patented this video bridging technology that allows any to any video platform, including FaceTime, to be connected to one another, it was with this idea in mind. How do we make it as easy as possible, as user-friendly as possible, as easy and accessible for people to receive remote care over video? And the way that Simple Visit offers that is not just through the telemedicine technology, so to speak, but also our service approach. And so you'll see here in the gray that live telemedicine technical support comes with this service, as well as the ability to have HIPAA-compliant compatibility with things like FaceTime. So if you're interested in learning more, you may be getting started or you already have a telemedicine program, that's fine. I encourage you to go through our buyer's guide. It asks you the right questions to see if this approach to telemedicine is right for your practice, to either be a replacement for, a sole solution, or in addition to what you already have to supplement in some of those cases where there's a high need. And so we've already talked about the value of using FaceTime or leveraging FaceTime because of its widely being available. And certainly these numbers are significant enough to warrant our attention. But really what we're talking about here is we need to meet people where they are. We can't force them to use things that they're not familiar with. That's a point of frustration that we find a lot of times in our conversations with clients and prospects and folks in the industry is that people want to have more access to video visits. Certainly this pandemic has made this to in the forefront to where it's almost a requirement now to have some sort of video visit capability in order to provide care. People want this. That's not a question anymore. But yet we do see segments of the patient population that become increasingly frustrated because they have multiple apps for various services. They have apps that require certain devices or browsers. They have different workflows. You have to open an email, click a link, be at the right place at the right time, download this application, remember your username and password, so on and so forth, where it draws these frustrations and not only puts a burden on the patient, puts the burden on the staff, because now the staff has to support that technically or be able to help guide the patients into this unfamiliar process. So the value of considering FaceTime, of bridging that into your telemedicine program, is the very fact that they're familiar with it and you're not forcing them to learn something new. You get to meet them where they're at. And I'll say this again, this is driven by the fact that we just think everyone deserves easy and accessible video visits. And what better way than to use what they already have in their hands? And so with Simple Visit, you're able to do that. Simple Visit allows you to unlock your telemedicine program to be accessible and to integrate with these common video platforms and to reach your patients with a direct call to where all they have to do is answer a call and get bridged into a telemedicine appointment. Okay, so we're going to dive in here to talk about what are your options to integrate FaceTime. Prior to the pandemic, I would say there's only one way that you can integrate FaceTime into your telemedicine program, and that's through Simple Visit. But since this pandemic, it created the public health emergency. And you may recall around this time last year, a little earlier, in the middle of March, where they announced this public health emergency and along with that made statements that they would not be enforcing some of the privacy requirements for the video platforms in order to open access to care. In fact, I recall then President Trump being televised in one of his press conferences stating, listing out FaceTime, Skype, Google Hangouts, these common video applications are eligible for video consultations, video visits. And that really busted the door wide open. And that is allowable for the time of the public health emergency. But the rules state, and we'll get into this in detail in just a moment here, that it is only during the public health emergency. So once the public health emergency wanes, those restrictions those waivers wane and restrictions start becoming enacted by OCR and the other entities. So Simple Visit is no longer the only way. You can use FaceTime standalone, and we'll talk about what that looks like or could look like for your practice while we're in this public health emergency. But outside the public health emergency, then you have Simple Visit, which is a HIPAA-compliant video bridging service that can bridge FaceTime and any other video calling application you see on the screen there, the example of Skype being used in this case. And so we'll dive into both of these situations or options for you. And if questions are generating in your mind, feel free to jump those into the chat or unmute and ask those questions. That is more than welcome. Okay, so let's talk about the state of emergency. I've already given you the high level here, but we'll just go ahead and reference the Health and Human Services documentation. So saying that covered healthcare providers will not be subject to penalties for violating HIPAA privacy, security, and breach notification rules that occur in good faith provision of telehealth during COVID-19 public health emergency. So once the public health emergency is removed, and by the way, it is renewed over a period of 6 months, I believe, or at least it was in this last period, and will be looked at again this upcoming week. We anticipate it for it to be renewed, of course, but there is a shelf life. There is a timetable that should be considered here. And so we want to be mindful of that, that if you're looking to consider using FaceTime, that you understand the rules for HIPAA privacy prior to making this decision to implement. And for the question that was entered into the chat, I'll be more than happy to answer that. Stick around and I'll get into detail in how our video bridging capability can leverage FaceTime and Skype in the same video visit. But I want to point your attention now to a document that we've developed, published several years ago now, but has been updated. And that's our Using FaceTime for Telemedicine white paper. It goes into detail and referencing the rules in HIPAA, the high-tech rules. There's communication conduit clause that allows FaceTime to fit in there, but it still does require a business associates agreement. And so that becomes the big challenge, is if you're required to have a business associates agreement with a vendor for video visits, you're going to find it challenging to get that with Apple. That's where Simple Visit comes in. You have a business associates agreement with us, and we manage the stream for the sake of telemedicine. If I've confused you there by that statement, don't worry. Download that white paper to learn more, or stick around, because certainly as Q&A comes up, we can dive into more detail on just how FaceTime fits within HIPAA's rules with Simple Visit. So with that said, I want to just make it clear, apart from the waiver, FaceTime is not eligible. And the business associates agreement is going to be a big part of that. So while it's an option, while we're able to do this, here are some ways that you can use this FaceTime application for telemedicine. And so I'm going to speak to a major use case, and it doesn't look like I have the visual there here, but the direct to patient video visits is probably the most common way for your practice to leverage FaceTime. Your patients already have it in their hands. If they use an iPhone, they have access to FaceTime. If they use an iPad, they have access to FaceTime. If they have a Mac product with a camera and can be connected to the internet, they have FaceTime. And so you could easily implement this in your direct to patient telemedicine program for check-ins, for follow-ups, to triage. There's various ways, use cases where if you can just do this over audio and video, and it doesn't require something that's hands-on or hands-on test, then why not leverage FaceTime for that particular visit? And most of the cases, super majority of the cases, this is reimbursable. The criteria there would depend on the type of visit. And there's webinars and resources that we have on getting reimbursed. You can visit simplevisit.com/resources to find out more in that regard. And so the things you want to consider if you are implementing FaceTime into your direct-to-patient video visits or telemedicine program is, want to consider group FaceTime. If there's multiple parties, could be a child with a parent who isn't in the same location, could be a pediatrician or a specialist or a caregiver that perhaps is not in the same location. You could leverage group FaceTime in that regard. Although there are some concerns, which if in the white paper, you can read more in detail about some of those. The other consideration is that in order for you to use FaceTime for a direct-to-patient telemedicine program, you're gonna have to confirm eligibility. And I'll mention this again, but the fact that it requires an Apple ID in order to have the FaceTime call, and for that Apple ID to be connected to FaceTime, is a barrier that your team is going to have to address. Meaning, just because someone has a phone number that's eligible for FaceTime doesn't mean the device they're using has that phone number associated with it. So you'll have to consider that if you're wanting to implement FaceTime as a standalone in your telemedicine program. So that's direct to patient. Before we move on, I do want to just share that site to site telemedicine programs can leverage FaceTime. So, for example, you may have a mobile health team, so where your providers are in a general location, but you have people in the field that are that have iPads or iPhones that are being deployed, or they have them in hand, and they're on site with the patient. You could do a one-to-one FaceTime call with that device internally and conduct it. So just to open up your minds here, to give you inspiration on how to leverage this, it could be direct to patient, it could also be site to site. Another example outside of mobile health teams could be nursing homes. So nursing home care likely would have some sort of device, an iPad that's central to that location and can be passed from room to room. You could set up that iPad with FaceTime and then have a direct call between the two sites. And that is certainly permissible and you're encouraged to do that if you're using FaceTime. So let's talk about some pros and cons. Why would we consider this? Well, some of the pros is that FaceTime is widely available and it's familiar. We know that people can be comfortable and confident in this type of video visit. However, just to add on to that, you know, some people choose that. They're most likely to prefer something that they've used to call their grandkids or that they already have without having to download anymore. The second reason listed here is that it's a quick start option. If you're just trying to get something going, why not consider FaceTime that you already can already leverage, even if it's in part or imperfect, just to get started with your video visits? So that's another reason. The final I have listed here is you could just bolt this on into your current workflow. It doesn't require you to change a lot of things, just to confirm their contact, the patient's preferred contact, and then for your providers or your staff to have access to FaceTime in order to initiate that call. So those are the pros. What about some cons? So we want to make sure we're being holistic here, because the topic of our conversation today is how to integrate FaceTime into your telemedicine program. So if we're thinking holistically here, the cons are the long-term compliance risks. We've already mentioned this. The PHE, the public health emergency, is not going to last forever, hopefully. And assuming that does have a shelf life, then we want to make sure we're setting ourselves for success in the long term by considering a solution that is compliant with the privacy rules. Also, the idea of navigating the technical complications and patient support needs continues to add a burden on your staff and your providers that could be relieved with an alternative, such as simple visit, which I'll mention in a minute. Not everyone has access to FaceTime. While 50% of folks that were surveyed would want to use FaceTime, the other 50% likely use an Android device and would prefer something like Duo or Skype in regards to a video call. And then the last one here is that you risk patient abuse by them having access to direct video calling. With simple visit, we actually are the middleman, the bridge unit, so that the patient never sees the provider side contact information. They're only seeing simple visit. And this helps create a buffer for the experience so that the patient can never just abuse and call directly the provider. So those are some pros and cons you want to consider as you're thinking about implementing FaceTime into your telemedicine program. Okay, so that's if you're using it as a standalone. I'll go ahead and switch gears here to talk about simple visit, and this will answer some of the questions that I see generating in the chat tool, and I appreciate you doing that. If you're comfortable enough to unmute and ask, feel free to do that, or if you do have a question or comment, just drop it in the chat there, and we'll make sure we'll speak to this as we go through the conversation. So I will say, I am biased, but it is a true statement that simple visit is the best way to integrate FaceTime into your telemedicine program. I'll say that again. Simple visit is the best way to integrate FaceTime into your telemedicine program. And it is the only way, for you to do so HIPAA compliant. There is no other way to securely bridge any other video platform together outside of Simple Visit. We have a patent on the technology. We have the service that accompanies to make sure that that's possible. And this, the icons you see on the bottom of the screen here are really just a small sample of what the possibilities are, but they certainly are the most common. And so we have a solution here that can be attached to your telemedicine program to give parties that are using two different video platforms a way to speak to each other. For the patient, it could be FaceTime, could be Duo or Skype. For the provider, it could be Google Meet or Teams or Zoom or some WebEx or WebRTC program. It really doesn't matter. The possibilities are endless here. And so that's why Simple Visit is built the way we are, is to allow this. To answer the question in the chat, yes, we do support all video communications. The only limitation is if the application is mobile only or mobile based, then we cannot support it. Also, things like Facebook Messenger don't apply because they don't meet the security standards, and we want to stay away from that. But those, the icons you see here represent it. They are all capable of being integrated together through Simple Visit. And then certainly there's others outside of that as well. To speak to our capability here, you'll see, and I think this was a question earlier, just curious to see, to understand what they were looking at. In this particular example, we have a mother with a sick child at home using FaceTime connected with a provider who's in an office that is using Skype. Of course, this is, you know, dramatically pieced together for the sake of illustration, but it does capture the essence of what Simple Visit does. We have a receptionist that's available in the middle that gives both parties a direct call and then bridges them into a secure session. So what that does is it allows you to expand your workflow options to where you don't have to download and manage your own software or implement something that's connected to an EMR, to your EMR, or anything like that. You can leverage what you already have access to and let Simple Visit be your concierge, your receptionist for any of your virtual appointments. And so I'll give you an example of a typical workflow, and then I'll speak to what you're seeing on the screen. With Simple Visit users, the typical workflow is that an appointment is scheduled. Actually, I think I do have a visual for this. The typical workflow is that the appointment is scheduled. So a provider's suggesting appointment. It's scheduled within your EMR or whatever scheduling tool. Simple Visit also has an online portal in which you can schedule appointments. We could give access to your staff to do that. And then what happens is at the time of the appointment or a few minutes before, the patient gets a direct call over their preference of FaceTime or Duo or whatever they say. So let's assume it's FaceTime in light of our conversation today. They'll get a FaceTime call from Simple Visit where all they have to do is answer the call. They'll be greeted by a live human being in a call center that's trained to help them get set up. And the script is customizable, the steps, there's options there as well. But once that patient is settled in, audio, visuals okay, the connection's okay, they'll be placed in a virtual waiting room that could be customized to your needs, could be your branding or a message that you want. Then that same receptionist is going to reach out to the provider to confirm that the provider is ready for the appointment. Once the provider indicates that they're ready for the appointment, that receptionist bridges both parties into a secure session. The receptionist is gone, moving on to the next appointment, and the patient and the provider get to talk and see each other as if they were in the same call on the same platform. Seamless. We've reduced all of the steps that's usually required for a video visit into just a single step of answering a call. That's why we did it, to give folks easy and accessible video visits. How do we do that? They don't have to open an email, click a link, download an app, be at the right place at the right time. We are giving them a call to where all they have to do is answer and be bridged in. So that opens up the options for your telemedicine program. You'll see here this suggestion to offer a callback for a patient to express what their preference is for the video. Instead of telling them they have to do this and learn this, ask them, how do you want to be contacted? And then Simple Visit can reach them where they are and bridge them into the session. session with the provider. Also, there's folks who would use us for redundancy solutions. So perhaps you're already ingrained, or your EMR has a video visit solution already, but you still run into problems with technical issues or complications or even technical support for the patient. That's where Simple Visit would come in, where you would trigger a Simple Visit and we would give your patient a call over things they already have access to, like FaceTime, and bridge them into the session with the provider. So you don't have to lose. You don't have to lose those. And we hear this all the time. There's many patients who run into problems, especially the elderly population, where there's already this frustration that this has to be done. And then when something goes wrong, that's it, it's over, and you lose that opportunity. Or you have to default to a phone call, which is not reimbursed, or at least reimbursed less than what you could get from the video visit. And so consider this as you're thinking about solutions for your telemedicine program and you want to include FaceTime into it. Simple Visit opens up the door for this. Adjusting your workflow, customizing your workflow rather, for a callback option, a redundancy solution. And then the last one I'll mention here is the video conferencing bridge. And certainly this wouldn't apply to all, but it could apply to some. And that is this idea of two different locations, two different services that are ingrained or have policies for their video platforms can now talk to each other because Simple Visit's inserted in the middle. So if one side's ingrained in Zoom, the other's ingrained in Cisco, we can now talk to each other, so on and so forth. And then also this is true as well if they have commercial video platforms like FaceTime or Skype, they could be bridged into whatever the video conferencing services of the healthcare system or the medical group that's initiating the call. So that's how Simple Visit works. That's how you can integrate FaceTime into your telemedicine program. We open up the possibility for FaceTime to be integrated, and we manage the telemedicine appointment and securely bridge just about any other video calling platform into this. So your provider could be working from home and leverage FaceTime on their personal device and be protected. Your patient could express a preference to use this. I already mentioned the backup option. And then certainly there may be other ways that you're thinking about or dreaming on how to leverage this technology to make sure that your practice is able to offer the most user-friendly experience possible to make it as easy as possible for your patients to get connected. To answer the question in the chat, no, you would not have to require to buy all those video communications. In fact, the only purchase that's required in order for this to happen is a Simple Visit subscription. And you could sign up your practice starting at $150 a month, no long-term contract, especially if you're wanting to pilot to test the waters. And we do have a promotion we're running now that allows you to have some fees waived over the next 30 days as you're testing the waters. But you don't have to buy a Cisco license and a Zoom license and a Team license and a Google Meet license if you don't already have it. The value of Simple Visit is you get to leverage what you already are paying for. So if you have Office 365, you automatically have access to Microsoft Teams. Use it. Use Teams and just bridge in your patients over FaceTime or Duo or Skype or whatever they have. If you're already paying for the Google Workspace, I was going to say G Suites. It's not G Suites anymore. If you are using the Google Workspace, you could just leverage Google Meet. It comes ingrained in the package already, and then you could bridge in your patients other ways. If you're already paying for Zoom, use Zoom and bridge in your patients in any other way. So no additional licenses required, just the service subscription for Simple Visit. There is no limit on the amount of appointments that can be created, although I will say that there are additional fees that would incur based on the amount of appointments that we're supporting. That pricing is not listed on here because it is based on the knee, the type of appointment. So that would have to be done after you sign up your practice for the $150 a month. You would be assigned an account representative, and that account representative will work with you to customize the workflow and your plan as you're utilizing the service. So, but the base access fee for your practice is $150 a month. That gives you a virtual waiting room, that gives you the telemedicine receptionist service, that gives you the customization of your welcome screen and the virtual waiting room. All of that is included in this, as well as resources for marketing, reimbursement, and improving your patient utilization. You can absolutely include or integrate SimpleVisit into your existing application. If you have an app that's using, more than likely it's using a WebRTC-based solution, SimpleVisit can interact with that application. There's instances in which we've done that in the past, and we could talk further. If you're interested, go ahead and reach out to me, rob@simplevisit.com. And I'll go ahead and list down at the bottom here is my number and the email that you can use to reach out to me. But once we talk about that, we'll have to determine if there's any technical requirements to integrate. So we have a team of engineers that certainly could help if needed to integrate directly with your application, or if we can do it as is. This is great. I appreciate the questions. I also want to remind you to turn your attention to simplevisit.com/guide. It's our buyer's guide. It asks you a certain set of questions to help navigate to see if SimpleVisit is right for you. And there is a few technical documentations for your developers regarding how SimpleVisit works. We do have an API as well as an HL7 possibility. And if we get the contact of your developer or your technical contact, we can start that communications with them. The best thing to do would be to reach out to me either at the phone number provided at the bottom of the screen, or you'll see rob@simplevisit.com. I'd be more than happy to get you connected with them. This has been wonderful. I appreciate the dialogue and feedback. I do want to open it up now for any other questions in case somebody's been sitting on something during the past 30 minutes here. Feel free to unmute and ask that. You're welcome to do so or utilize the chat tool. Otherwise, you're welcome to reach out to me anytime. We are absolutely happy to help. Me and my team, we are thrilled to be supporting medical groups like yours with our telemedicine service. We're the only ones that do it the way that we do it. And we find it to be very helpful to create a user-friendly or patient-friendly telemedicine experience. So with that, I'll bid you adieu. Thank you for joining in. And I look forward to talking with you soon.
Yeah, hi, Rob. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So I just want to understand this particular SimpleVisit is just the video communication, or do you have EMR and PHR forms also within the application?
Yeah, no, we are just the video visit solution. We attach ourselves to EMR work, you know, to the workflows or to an EMR scheduling tool, but we do not provide a lightweight EMR. We're simply the add-on.
Okay. That's good. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And thank you all for joining. Feel free to log off or ask questions. I'm going to go ahead and stick around here if there's any more that are generated. And we'll see you next time and hopefully talk to you sooner.